This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, February 13th. Will trade rumors out of China give corn a boost in Tuesday trading? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
If we do get a China-U.S. trade deal done, look for the corn market to really be the biggest beneficiary. Pretty strong rumors that China could buy 5 to 8 million tons of U.S. corn if a deal gets done. Keep in mind, that's 197 to 315 million bushels of corn that's not on the supply-demand balance sheet right now. If the deal gets done, China likely to buy 300 million gallons of ethanol. That would be equivalent to about 107 million bushels of corn. So we're looking at demand possibly improving by 304 to 422 million bushels just on a China deal getting done with the U.S.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday up 1 3/4 at 520. March corn was up 5.5 at 377 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for February ended the day down 15, ranging from 620 to 650. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for February were down 1 3/4, ranging from 647 to 662. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for February were up 3.5, ranging from 672 1/4 to 682 1/4. Live cattle for February were down a dollar at 126.77 1/2. March feeder cattle were down 27.5 cents to 144.35. And February Class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 1401.
I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report.